Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Not Your Average WCW, hosted by yours truly, Lady E, Elspeth Chimenta. And, well, I don't think I've done my podcast in a while. I know I've got a lot of episodes hanging, but anyway, that's none of our business. So, today I just wanted to, in line with the blog that I wrote recently. So it didn't happen. What next? Yeah, remember last year, like, we were manifesting. We, even if you see my WhatsApp profile, it's written, he's to becoming. Did I become? Did we become? What do you regret most out of this particular year? The year of our Lord, 2023. You know, I've been watching so many of those, you know, medieval kind, those type of movies from that era. I don't know what's happening. But yeah. Okay, so it didn't happen. So what next? Well, part of my manifestation of the things I wanted to become, I really was manifesting for a car. I was hoping that I'll make my down payment for real estate. And we all know the goal for the single ladies to get that ring on it. yeah. I think the last one, we all know the drama that came with that, you know, the poor choice, as I like to call it, the counterfeit. Yeah, so it didn't happen. Does that mean we stop believing in the greater good in the universe and in what God's plan? Do we stop believing? Do we stop making those New Year's resolutions? Do we just stop? No, we don't. The irony of everything is I became stronger in my faith. I'm not yet at that level where I say where I can put a dollar in between my Bible and then I'm gonna come back and, you know, I've got $100 in my pocket, you know, like there's $100 bill, you know, that just came. I haven't reached that point in my faith, but, you know, even the Bible says if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, you know, you can move mountains. So for me, yeah, I'm in that space where it didn't happen. The things I really, really desired and I was manifesting didn't happen, but I believe that I've manifested the woman I want to be, and I continue to manifest her. I continue to become her. So it's not the worst that it didn't happen. I think this year taught me to trust the process. This year taught me to believe in the greater good, to believe that God causes all things to work together for the good for those who believe in him. So I think for all of us, the lesson is trust the process. I think we're still becoming. We're going to continue saying cheers to becoming even in the next year. And there's something, a very, very important thing that a friend of mine shared with me. He said that every fruit has a season. You know, bananas will be ripe in a certain season, so will grapes, so will strawberries, so, you know, so will even your own very own tomatoes in your backyard. They have a season. So why are we so discouraged when the things that we wanted to manifest never manifested? So I have a story. I have so many stories. If we're going to talk about manifesting, in 2010, 2011, I remember when I was still staying at home with the parents, I wrote a whole list of things I want in my life. And part of them was actually being editor of a very influential magazine, working in radio, working in real, being part of working in real estate and owning real estate. So from those things that I've said, I've achieved those. So it didn't happen at the time when I wanted it to happen, but it did happen eventually. I know in 2013, I wanted to work at a certain radio station. 2018, I worked at that certain radio station. It took 5 years, but I guess I needed those 5 years to harness and hone skills that would open those doors for me to get to that place. So what I'm saying is, particularly for us who really, really believed that 2023 was our year of marriage, those who who've been in the season, and you know, especially for church folk, we've been told that this is the year of kingdom marriages. So coming from a spiritual perspective, I've learned that our year is different from God's year. And in my church, we've gone back to the Abrahamic, like Hebrew calendar. So we no longer use the Gregorian per se, but culturally within the church, I'm now learning more. We celebrated Yom Kippur. I don't know if we should say celebrated, but we were part of the tradition of Yom Kippur, of Rosh Hashanah, and it's things that we're starting to learn, understanding the festivities, understanding that calendar. So what I've learned is actually understanding times and seasons, but we shouldn't understand them from our carnal mind. I don't want to be preachy. I just want to encourage all of us, myself included, because I've been looking at the calendar last night. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, today's the 29th. Everything that I really wanted didn't happen. Not everything, but yeah, I went through, 2023 was a very rough year for me. I really went through a really rough season, but my rough season actually started last year. So I've had a whole year and a half of a rough, very rough season, especially my finances, in relationships. And when I say relationships, it's not just the romantic, it's even more with friends, business partners, family, especially family. Yeah, that's been a very rough patch. But the blessing is, I'm in this new season, I know who I'm going with. You know, not everyone is going to enter into the promised land with you. So that is one thing I've learned in this year. And I think I've actually had time. I'm being taken back even to the past so that I can heal from my past. I didn't realize it even until yesterday. There's a past relationship I realized I still need to heal from. I thought I'd healed from it, but I didn't heal from it because I was not in it. You know, sometimes where you sweep things under the rug because out of sight, out of mind. So yesterday I was confronted to actually realize, oh my God, ish, still not over it, you know? Maybe that should be Summer Walker's new album. You know, she's been over it, still over it, but maybe, you know, we should have still not over it. But yeah, but I think it's good that I was confronted by that situation. So now I'm actually taking steps for every relationship, particularly. Maybe it's time I go into that uncomfortable position and relieve the pain, the whatever I went through, and then start healing from there. And you know, when you heal, that's the best thing that could ever happen to you, healing. So what's next? We continue. We trust the process. I love, that is the church that I spent most of my childhood and early adulthood in. Their mantra, is it a mantra or their, why am I forgetting my English? Anyway, they say forever, backward, never. So for me, that's how I think, you know. And there's a friend of mine, oh, I love her. She always says, move from the scene of the accident. It means, yes, so it happened, but what next? You move from the scene of the accident has happened. But now you need to move, and you move step by step. You explain, okay, so this is what happened in the accident. And then now you're moving. What's my call to action? Do I get my car fixed? Am I supposed to go to the hospital and get, you know, my bruises patched, you know, as an arm sling, you know, sutures, you know, get some stitches. What are we doing? Then from there, we're healing. That's how I perceive it. So just because it didn't happen doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And sometimes because it didn't happen, maybe it was actually for your greater good. So I'll continue with my saying, cheers to becoming. Here's to becoming. So for the new year, I wish you a happy new year. I wish you a year of revelation. A year of discernment more than revelation. May the revelation, I think this year was a year of revelation, but if that revelation season hasn't come to you, may 2024 be your year of revelation, discernment, and elevation. Until the next time on Not Your Average WCW, you know I'm my saying. P.S. Always write your own love story. Ciao.